You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our online worship service. And if this is your first time to join us here, you are all welcome here. By the way, we just want to encourage you also, if you could invite all the members of your family, your friends, if you're a student, your classmates, if you are working, your office mates, so that together we can study the Word and be encouraged. And we all know that after 1 year of experiencing different quarantines, now we are again in quarantine. And I've heard that you there in Manila is in this thing called the bubble. So parang yung ano lang, no, yung mga basketball na nangyayari. But I just hope that you are all doing well by God's grace. So let me encourage all of us here. Again, no, kung di naman po essential or for essential yung ating paglabas-labas ng bahay, better po na we just stay in our respective home so that we will be safe together with our family. Again, my prayers that all of us will be protected by God, and those who are experiencing sickness, I declare healing today in Jesus' name. Ito po yung pangalawang linggo na nagsaservice po tayong lahat ng online because of the things that we are experiencing in the past few days and even today. But still, we are so blessed because we have the technology. We have the technology to meet together online and worship God and build our faith as we continue to hear the preaching of God's Word. And right now, we are continuing our series on salt and light, and we are on our third week of this series, and today we will be talking about a righteous ruler. Now, when it comes to righteous ruler or leader, I believe that we are all looking for it in our homes, in our schools, in our offices, in our government, cities, in our nation, and even in the nations of the world. And this longing somehow makes us ask a question like, why do we long for a righteous ruler? Why are we desiring for one? Probably because of the unrighteousness na na-observe natin, o yung mga napanood natin sa news, yung mga narinig natin, nabasa natin, or probably yung something na na-experience natin before. The wickedness in the community and the oppressions of the poor and the needy makes us desire and really long for a righteous leadership. And yet, there are only few leaders who we could probably name off. Why? Because most of the leadership that we get used to in our society are not so good, or should I say, unrighteous. And one could just hope and pray that one day, we will be ruled by a righteous ruler, that we will be ruled by this righteous ruler in the entire universe. But my question is, okay, is this even possible? Now, let us all open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 11, and we will be reading from verse 1 to 11, and we will try to answer that question. So, para po dun sa mga may Bible, can I ask you to open your Bible? And para po dun sa mga wala, no, we have scriptures na makita nyo po on our screen. Alright, let's read together. Sabi po rito, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. Then verse 4, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide, okay, with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. Then verses 6 to 9, the wolf shall dwell, okay, with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. Wow, interesting. Itong nabasa natin, the cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw. What? Like the ox, the nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra. Wow, is this even possible? And the weaned child shall put his hand on the other's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Then two more verses. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, or Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. This is the word of the Lord. Now, to give us a context of this chapter, this can be more understood as we look at the bigger section of the book. And this is this part of the section on King Ahaz and his lesson in stress has been covered from chapters 7 to 12. Here, we can see that King Ahaz failed to trust God even when God gave him the opportunity to ask for a sign. And Isaiah exposed his heart, okay, and rebuked him. Ahaz's pity is a cover-up for his unbelief. Now, God rebuked Ahaz and told him that God himself will give him a sign to show Ahaz that God can be trusted and should be trusted. Then, in chapter 9, God told him that a child will be born who will rule in righteousness and justice, and his kingdom will last forever. God also warned the leaders who were oppressing the people that they too will be judged, and so is the nation of Assyria. And these are all part of God's plan. When the fury of God is done, he will judge the Assyrians, and they will be no more. But you can see the leaders of the nation have failed and have not stopped oppressing the people. And we heard that preaching last week from Pastor Rumel, that we should be careful how we treat the poor, the weak, and the needy. Then God promised that a remnant will be saved, a remnant will be preserved, a remnant will come back and trust in the Lord of hosts. Now, chapter 11 also of Isaiah is in sharp contrast to Isaiah chapter 10, verses 34 to 33, which describes the fall of Assyria. And in these verses, Isaiah foretells na yung future daw ng Assyria, yung future overthrow ng Assyria. He likens them, no? Hinantulan niya to a forest trees, and Yahweh wields his axe. Sabi doon, behold, the Lord God of hosts will lop the boughs with terrifying power. The great in height will be hewn down or cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will cut down the thickets of the forest with an axe, and Lebanon will fall by the majestic one. Why Lebanon? Okay, the contrast here in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 33-34 is between a cedar and an oak. Okay, so metaphorically, parang kinumpare, no, yung Assyrian to the Lebanon na merong forest of cedars. And when a cedar is cut down, there will be no more shoots. There will be no more suckers. There will be no more outgrowths. When a cedar is cut down, like all the pine family tree, there's nothing left but the stump, and it rots and decays in the ground. Then the prophet, by inspiration, contrastingly speaks of Israel as an oak tree. Okay, sabi dun sa Isaiah chapter 6, verse 13, yet there will be a tenth portion in it, and it will again be subject to burning like a terebinth on an oak whose stump remains when it's felled. The holy seed is its stump. And when the oak is cut down, okay, here from the roots and there from the stump, you will see rods, shoots springing up, and it still has life in its roots and in the stem, the stump. So yung Assyrian forest po, no, again, metaphorically, kinumpare siya dun sa parang mga cedar, okay, mga cedar trees dun sa Lebanon. Look so tall and strong and lofty. And they might think, surely this is where the world is heading, okay? They're going to come down and conquer us all, and that's it. And they will be the next big thing. But in fact, in a very short amount of time, the Lord swing his axe, and that entire forest will be hewn down, and Assyria will be thwarted and destroyed from being a nation. Then this leads to the chapter 1 of Isaiah. This leads to verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 11, which says, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." Now, tingnan po natin yung stump of Jesse. Pag tinignan po natin yun, it doesn't look much. Diba? And it too has been cut down by God's judgment, and only a remnant remains. Though the Davidic line may seem small, weak, and negligible, it is this coming shoot, this future branch, okay, this root that shall bear fruit. Ano po ba yung tinatawag na stump? What is a stump? Ito po yung naiwan ng naputol na puno. Ito po yung pinaka-bottom part of a tree projecting from the ground after most of the trunk has fallen or been cut down. And a stump is a part of a dead tree. Stumps indicate the end for a particular tree. Makita nyo po dyan sa screen nyo yung picture po nung stump. And who is Jesse being mentioned in the verse 1 of chapter 11? Jesse is a son of Obed, the son of Boaz and Ruth. He was the father of 8 sons, and the youngest of whom was David. Now, the praise time of Jesse is referred to or used to for the family of David, while the root of Jesse is used for the Messiah. And out of the stump, the family line of Jesse, the father of David, will grow a shoot, a new branch, bearing fruit from that old root. Again, that's the picture there. And like a branch, that sprouts from a stump, someone from the lineage of Jesse, David's family, will someday be a king. And according to the word of the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah, who spoke about 60 years after Isaiah, sabi dun sa Jeremiah 23 verse 5 in NIV version, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land." Now, the text is not mentioning about Solomon here, though we know that Solomon is the wisest man who ever walked the planet Earth. But in Matthew chapter 12, verse 42, says that something greater than Solomon is here. Yes, there is someone else who is being mentioned here in this passage. And not only Isaiah, but like all the Bible prophets who predict the destruction of the Jewish homeland, promises a fresh start. Meaning to say that Israel will rise again. Okay? And Israel's resurrection starts with something Isaiah describes as a shoot from Jesse, the father of King David. Isaiah, parang sinasabi ni Isaiah na this is his poetic way of saying that from David's descendants, God will send a righteous ruler. And the shoot, the branch from his roots shall bear fruit. So the branch being mentioned here, yung branch po na minimension dito is no other than the righteous ruler or the righteous king, the Christ, the promised Messiah who is and was and is to come. And here as Isaiah doesn't just comfort, hindi lang po kinomfort ni Isaiah yung people by saying that the invasion will be unsuccessful. Instead, he points them ahead to Jesus, the root of Jesse. Now this branch, okay, this branch that comes from the apparently dead stump isn't just barely alive. Again, let me repeat that. That dead stump isn't just barely alive. It is full of life and full of the Spirit of the Lord. And Isaiah tells us that the coming righteous ruler will be one on whom the Spirit rests in a special manner. Let's read that in verse 2. It says here, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." We can see here how Isaiah gives us three pairs of descriptors for what this spirit gives. First, yung sinasabi na spirit of wisdom and understanding. Now, wisdom and understanding is needed, kailangan po ito, in order for one to lead and govern well. Okay? Kaya nga, di ba, ito yung gusto natin na magkaroon yung isang righteous ruler na pinagpe-pray natin for our nation and for the nations of the world. And this Messiah, okay, is perfectly wise in all things. Second, the spirit of counsel and might. The Messiah will know what course of action is best and will have the strength and the power to enforce it and put it into action. And since the Messiah has both the spirit of wisdom and understanding, He is a perfect counselor combined with the power to do all things. Then third and finally, He will have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, meaning the Messiah will know everything. He will know our hearts and every fact about everyone and everything. Okay, he willingly kept himself in a place of submission, respect, and honor to God the Father because the fear of the Lord was upon him. Now, what's the implication of verse 2 to us now? I believe that being salt and light in our time today, you know, and in the years to come, need complete reliance from the Holy Spirit because this is not about us, but this is still about Jesus and His work. Now, just as the Lord Jesus was empowered and filled with the Holy Spirit, it makes Him live and minister during His time here on earth, not on His own wisdom, not on His own understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, but according to how the Spirit of the Lord is leading Him. And the Lord Jesus allowed the Holy Spirit to fill Him as a man, being an external example to us and a sympathizer with us. Kaya nga, no, nung na-fill siya ng Holy Spirit, in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says there that Jesus grows in wisdom, teaching people and preaching the word with wisdom and authority. No wonder, during yung earthly ministry ni Jesus, He spoke with great wisdom, in-explain niya yung spirit of the law, pinaliwanag niya yung kingdom of God, and everyone who heard Him, okay, and encountered Him with an open heart is amazed with His wisdom. So it is the same thing with all of us since we have Jesus in our lives. If you're a Christian, if you are a disciple, we also have the Spirit of the Lord living in us. And as we depend completely on the power, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord coming from the Holy Spirit, then we can become effective ministers of the gospel, pointing people to God in this pandemic, time of pandemic. Remember also how the Lord Jesus Christ explained to His disciples the importance of being salt and light. And this transpires when the disciples, okay, were all filled with the Holy Spirit during the Pentecost, and all of them were so bold, preaching the gospel to everyone and giving hope to people. And since Jesus has the spirit of the fear of the Lord, He greatly delights in it. And not only that, but He will administer with righteousness and justice. Let us read verses 3 to 5. It says here, "In His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what His eyes see or decide disputes by what His ears hear. But with righteousness," grabe dun, huh? "But with righteousness He shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And He shall strike the earth with the rod of His mouth, and with the breath of His lips He shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of His waist, and faithfulness the belt of His loins." What is the significance of this to us today, knowing that we are longing for a righteous ruler? Before we answer that question, meron uli akong i-ask na isa pang question sa atin. Naranasan niyo na bang sumali sa isang competition? I remember joining a chess competition during that time, hindi mahigpit sa venue. People can watch closely sa mga naglalaban. Okay? Kung merong mga tinatawag na grandmaster, ako hindi grandmaster. Okay? And I was playing, I see na meron na lang akong 2 moves na kailangan gawin so that I can defeat my opponent. But because there was a lack of arbiter and mediator who constantly oversee yung mga naglalaban, yung mga nagko-compete, because of that, there was no strict rule as well. Okay, so someone from the audience, imagine this, you're competing, then someone from the audience dictated a good move to my opponent, and I was defeated. From that day on, I said to myself, I won't play chess anymore because I felt like I was cheated. Sadly, this kind of scenario is now somehow usual. Okay? It can happen in sports, in business, in offices, in schools, in the government, even in trial court. Why? Because of the lack of righteous rulership or leadership. But Isaiah said in verses 3 to 5 that this Messiah, the righteous ruler or king, will have the fear of the Lord, for he greatly delights in it. And because nothing pleased the Messiah than doing the will of the Father. That's why, sabi din sa mga nabasa natin, he will judge by what he sees and decide disputes by what he hears. Meaning, he will judge with righteousness, fairness, no biases. He will judge not on the basis of appearance, nor by his emotion. When Jesus was here during his earthly ministry, hindi po siya nag-rely dun sa outward appearance or on the mere words of what someone said. And even now and in the future, he will not withhold justice for the poor, needy, and the weak. Why? Because he is the defender of the weak. Also, the Messiah will be full of wisdom and will have the power to execute his righteousness, his righteous rule. His reign will be characterized by justice, righteousness, truth, and faithfulness. Yung question natin kanina, I believe, yung significance nito is that a time will come wherein we will all experience justice and righteousness. That's why we as a church is constantly making disciples. I believe that there will be leaders who will rise up and will adhere to righteousness. And by God's grace, we can witness a one righteous leader now in the life of Mayor Biko. And I pray that there will be more leaders like him who will have the fear of the Lord in their lives and will administer righteousness and justice, just like yung how the Messiah will administer righteousness, justice here on earth. But for now, all we need to do is we need to keep on praying and becoming salt and light in this dark world that we are in. So let's keep on discipling. And who would know? Baka po yung dinidisciple natin ngayon, o nakabataan, ay maging isang politiko or business person na pwede rin gamitin ng Diyos upang iangat ang moralidad at estado ng ating bansa. Okay? So, again, you may be experiencing injustices, challenges, threats, biases, unfair treatment in many ways. Let me encourage you, Jesus doesn't just see and hear what you're going through. Okay, but mainly, He is a ruler, a holy judge, who is ready to execute His righteous leadership. I remember po na si King Hezekiah, when he was also faced with troubles and threat from the Assyrian people. What he did was he stretched the letter, okay, from the Lord na galing po dun sa Assyrian. And he humbled himself before the Lord and come to a point of hopelessness. And guess what? The Lord delivered him from his enemies. Okay? And again, going back to my question, is it really possible for a righteous leader to reign in the whole universe? My answer is yes. And that answer can be found as well in the last three verses that we will be reading, where we will see the future picture of the Messiah reigning in the universe. The Lord will assure us peace and safety to reign through the knowledge of the Lord. Let us read that. Isaiah 11 verses 6 to 9. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into viper's nest. And they shall not hurt, they shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Now my question is, should we take these images literally? Yun nabasa po natin sa verses 6 to 9. Can be. Just like before Adam and Eve fell into sin. But I believe that the previous verses are showing the Messiah's kingdom, when fully realized, shall be one of perfect peace. They shall neither hurt nor destroy in all His holy mountain, it says there. Primarily, wala pong duda. The passage is figurative and points to harmony among men, who in Messiah's kingdom shall no longer pray one upon another. But from the highest spiritual standpoint, the figure itself becomes a reality and can really be seen in the new heavens and new earth. Meron pong ginamit si Apostle Paul, he quoted in Isaiah in Romans 15 verse 12 in NIV 84. Sabi pero, and again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. And nakuha po ni, ano to, no? Binase po ito ni Apostle Paul here in verses 10 and 11 ng chapter 11, where it says, in that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples of him, shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. And in that day, the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patras, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastlands of the sea. You see, the glory of the reign of the Messiah will not only for the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well. He shall stand as a banner to the people, lifted high to draw all peoples to him. And we can see here that Jesus will be our living hope. He is the banner, a rallying symbol. Jesus, the Messiah, is the banner for gathering of peoples from all over the earth. The Messiah will bring also salvation to all the nations of the world. Wow, what an exciting day to come. Okay? So how? Paano gagawin yun? He was cut off from the land of the living, but he resurrected, and he is the shoot that came out from that stump. And the banner that was raised was his finished work on the cross. This is the picture of Jesus' life and resurrection. This is the picture of the gospel here. Now, the good thing about this is that everyone who will put his trust on him will be part of the branch. And going back again, dun sa question natin, dun sa umpisa, sa gitna, and until now, is it really possible for a righteous ruler to reign? The answer is a resounding yes. It is very possible. But while we are waiting for that perfect time from God, what can we do together as a church? Okay, first, as we desire to have that righteous ruler, okay, let us make sure that we'll continue to submit under the Lordship of Jesus, allowing Him to reign in every part of our lives while we look forward to that day that everyone will be at peace and safe with everybody. Second, as Christ's disciple, let us ask the Holy Spirit for us to have more opportunity to become salt and light today. Third, may we be aggressive with wisdom, listen, with wisdom, in sharing the gospel to everyone today. Dahil alam natin na pandemic, kaya sinabi ko, aggressive with wisdom. Fourth, in whatever way we can, let us be a blessing to everyone, especially to the poor, to the weak, and the needy. And lastly, let us continue to make disciples so that we can raise a new generation of leaders that would have the fear of the Lord, leaders who will be servants, leaders who will be righteous, moving in wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for showing us Isaiah chapter 11, that you are the righteous ruler that na we can hope. Lord, salamat, God, that the time will come, Lord God, in your second coming, wherein you will bring peace and security to everyone. And today, Lord God, as we are, Lord God, waiting patiently for you, I pray, Lord God, that as your people, may we continue to do our part in the name of Jesus. As we are waiting for you, our righteous ruler, Lord, may we continue, Lord God, to disciple and reach out, Lord God, to the lost people. Lord God, being a blessing, Lord God, to the needy, to the weak, and the poor. And right now, I just want to pray lang, no, for some concern as we before we end. Maybe you are here, no? You are losing hope because of what is happening right now in our surroundings. Let me tell you, don't put your hope on anyone else. Don't put your hope in our leaders. Don't put your hope in your wealth or in our wealth. But let us put our hope in God alone. And if you are that person, I pray for you right now. I pray, Lord God, that you would cause this person, Lord God, to be drawn to you. Lord God, na makita niya, Lord God, that there is no hope apart from you. I pray, Lord God, that you would open the eyes of this person and his spirit so that he would know and feel that you are for him, that in you there's no hopeless case. I pray, Lord God, that this person will encounter you in Jesus' name. I also pray for those who need wisdom to make right decisions. Maybe ang dami mo mga transitions ngayon, or you're in a crossroad. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you, God, for the person who is asking for wisdom to make the right decision. Maybe that person is praying for a direction and in a crossroad. Lord, I pray that you would make it clear for that person. Lord God, I pray, God, that that person will have wisdom from you, Lord God, so that, Lord, he will know what to do. Sabi mo sa salita mo, Lord God, if anyone lacks wisdom, we should ask you, Lord God, who gives generously without finding fault. Lord, may you fill this person with wisdom so that, God, he will not be confused, but he will decide, Lord God, he will make the right decisions, Lord God, in these coming days or even in the months to come. I just want also to pray for those who are needing peace, okay? I don't know what's happening to you right now, but let me pray for you. Lord, let your peace reign right now in the hearts of your people. I don't know, God, kung sino yung mga tao na to. Lord God, they may have experienced so much, Lord God, last year and this year. Lord, may you consume each one, each heart, God, that peace, Lord God, which transcends all understanding. May you consume their hearts and their minds in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for these people in Jesus' name. Lastly, if you are here today and probably ang kailangan mo lang rin sa buhay mo is yung righteous ruler, the one with the spirit of the Lord, the one with the spirit of wisdom and counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge and fear. Maybe you really need Jesus in your life. And if you are here, you're watching, and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I need you right now in my life. Lord, I realize, Lord God, that as I have you, Lord God, Lord, I will know, Lord God, what I need to do, Lord God, in the next coming days. But right now, I am humbling myself before you, saying, God, apart from you, I am nothing. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Lord, and humbling myself before you. Lord, please forgive me sa lahat ng mga nagawa kong kasalanan. And today, I am surrendering my life to you and accepting you and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. Father, thank you, God, for the gift of eternal life that you are giving to me for free. And I receive it right now. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kung ikaw po yung tao na yun, okay? So, we really want to know you. Probably, you can message us sa chat box kung nanonood ka or in the Facebook page natin. Or dito, pwede mong iscan tong QR code na to so that we can pray for you, we can help you, how you can have your journey, your new journey with our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, everyone, and we'll see you again next week. But if you need more prayers, please message us. Because we really want and love to pray for you. God bless you, everyone. See you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, and to give online, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app.